Pretty wild stuff there. That was a band from New York, New York, called Yahweh Nail Gun. It's YHWH. Drop the A's from Yahweh. And yeah, they use a pretty old school electronic. It's a real tom drum, but it. I can't explain it right now. I read it somewhere. Anyways, it's a tom drum that sounds like an electronic drum. And it's all over their music. It's like their distinctive thing, but it's mostly used in, I guess, like dance music and 80s disco and stuff like that. Anyways, they use it in pretty crazy rock sound. So, yeah, the vocalist sounds like he's... squeezing something out. Anyway, 45 Pounds is the name of the album, and we heard Tear Pusher, song still going in the background, as my way of trying to disguise the fact that I let the next song play accidentally. Tear Pusher by Yahweh Nail Gun. They came to Vancouver, sold out the show, so let's say they're pretty hot these days. Yes. And yeah, really, the drummer's like the star of the band, I would say, and the guy and the singers doing that sort of stuff. Yeah, kind of fun. Before that, what did we hear? It was Shmali by Yasmin Hamdan, a fabulous Lebanese singer who was previously from a band called Soap Kills in the 90s. Now she's a mature artist. She's in the Jim Jarmusch movie Only Lovers Left Alive, about vampires. Pretty tasteful vampire movie. She was singing in the movie. Her song is featured in the soundtrack. Yasmin Hamdan on Crammed Discs Records, and that's her first single, which is from an upcoming album coming out in September. So Shmali is a track merging electronic production and Palestinian folk tradition, drawing from tarwida, a form of coded songs used by Palestinian women to express sorrow and joy while defying occupation and domination. Traditionally performed and preserved by women, these encrypted verses date back to the late Ottoman Empire and the British Mandate over Palestine. So Shmali reimagines this heritage through mesmerizing melody and intricate wordplay, bridging past and present. So definitely an ally of the Palestinians in Beirut, Lebanon. Yasmin Hamdan. And before that, we started the set with a long electronic soundscape by Jean-Michel Jarre, one of the OGs of electronic music. And yeah, his melodies are always so catchy. And yeah, that album came out in 1972, was very obscure at the time, and has just been reissued by Transversal Disc from Paris. First official reissue of this album, amazingly, more than 50 years late. But yeah, in his words, it was a crazy album, totally homemade with rhythms I created in my student room using minimal equipment. At the same time, I incorporated electronic sounds taken from the GRM when I could sneak into the studios at night. So he had access to a very prestigious French studio. And there you go. Jean-Michel Jarre, 15 tracks, crafted using only two synthesizers, the EMS VCS3 and the Farfisa organ, experimental and minimalist style. So actually, I was wrong. It was commissioned to create soundscapes for public spaces such as airports and libraries. I thought it was library music for, not for libraries, but for like films and advertisements and stuff, which I said earlier. Anyhow, Jean-Michel Jarre, the song was Deserted Palace, and that's what we heard earlier. So, next, did I mention we're going to Angola in the second hour of the show? That's 20 minutes from now, so it's going to be still eclectic, but a bit more reasonably so than this first hour that's jumping all around. Next, some local music from right here in the Vancouver area. A virtuoso, a young guitarist, like 24 years young, named Isla Tesler Mabe, and I believe she plays all the instruments on her music, makes the music videos herself as well, and really a star in the making for sure. So here's her new song, Am I? Well, you can decide for yourself. Isla Tesler Mabe here on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Yeah. media bullanga, pues fíjate, mijo, escoge a tu ganga y quédate fijo. Seas quien eres y vive destino, ese reloj vale menos que tener el tiempo. Perdido ayer nunca vuelve, lo siento, solo el presente es a tu alcance. Estar preparado multiplica tu chance y dale a fuego, hay que echarle. Vale hacer lo que uno siente, lo nuestro en mente, afilando dientes. Salvaje como país libre, Oye, no le des tanta vuelta, que la vida es corta. Haz lo que te dé la gana, porque el tiempo pasa. No siempre vendrá la mañana, mejor no te dé pena. A tus sueños denles vida, pero hazlo ya.
J'observe le ciel comme alcoolique sans bouteille. Ça fait longtemps que j'ai plus pareil. Même les étoiles sont peut-être en quarantaine. Plus aucune symphonie, ni de vraie mélodie, à part celle de la pluie et de la grêle. Ou peut-être des ennuis, mais tous ces nuages qui ternissent ma vision de vie. À quoi reste? À quoi bon penser à cette monnaie, s'il y a moins de couleurs qu'une peinture de monnaie? À quoi bon penser à cette monnaie, si je peux pas aller voir plus neuf monnaie? À quoi bon baisser les yeux alors que le ciel est étoilé? Sûrement pour pas trébucher dans les allées. Mais mes allées à vous finir par m'allier.
Oye, no le des tanta vuelta, que la vida es corta. Haz lo que te dé la gana, porque el tiempo pasa. No siempre vendrá la mañana, mejor no te dé pena. A tus sueños denles vida, pero hazlo ya. Oye, no le des tanta vuelta, que la vida es corta. Haz lo que te dé la gana, porque el tiempo pasa. No siempre vendrá la mañana, mejor no te dé pena. A tus sueños denles vida, pero hazlo ya.
Well, that was a fun little mini project that came together. By the way, this is Wandering Rhythms Radio, I should mention. And I'm Nick, and yes, once again, what I was saying, Les Sessions Canasuta came together at a writing camp. Yeah, a musician summer camp kind of thing. The lake called Canasuta in Abitibi, Quebec. And bilingual songs by quite a multicultural ensemble of collaborators that didn't know each other, really, created all in a single day. So that track was called Monet, featuring Canada's Bugat. Yes, a Latin American, but Canadian-born, French-speaking, obviously Spanish-speaking. He's the MC who's rapping in Spanish in that song. And then also you got from Belgium, Alice van de Voorde and Onha. And then from Switzerland, Cyrielle Formaz and Marceau Simon. Some fun stuff. And the song, yes, Monet. Monet, one of the lyrics in the song, which they went with for the title. Bam, right there. Yes, Bugat. And before that, we heard from local. Yes, maybe you thought it was from the Balkans, but no. From right here in Van City, Super K, formerly known as Super Crystal. And the song was Piccino from their debut self-titled LP, that is. Super K came out late last year, and they're playing at the upcoming Vancouver International Jazz Festival, playing the main stage at the Georgia Stage, Georgia, and Hornby Streets in downtown Vancouver, the Vancouver Art Gallery Plaza, also known now as Hooklaunk Plaza, I think on the Sunday, the beginning of Jazz Festival, or Saturday. Anyways, it's the 21st or 22nd. Get your programs. They have more information than me. That's one of the showcase events. Tons of great stuff happening for Jazz Fest, and that's the big free event going on Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd of June. To begin the summer, Micaiah McCraven from the U.S., some really, really cool artists going for that fest. And before that, before Super K, which, by the way, mixes, yeah, Balkan music, the fantastic trumpet and guitar playing that is super Balkan sounding with the way they bend and fluctuate the notes. And yeah, so mixing that with some prog and some surf and many other sounds. Super K. Before that, though, we started the set with another local phenom, Ayla Tesler Mabe, with her song Am I, yes, a self-produced, and playing, I think, every single instrument on that. Impressive stuff. Yes, the song Am I once again. And time for one last piece of music here before we travel in the second hour to Angola here on Wandering Rhythms. I'm going to play a brand new tune by El Michelle's Affair, the solo instrumental outfit of producer Leon Michelle's, who does too many projects to name, but Black Thought, one of his last albums with the MC from The Roots. And he's got a ton of guests on this record. The one I'm most excited about or intrigued about is Rashan Roland Kirk, who's been dead for about 50 years. So how do you collaborate with someone who hasn't been putting out or able to record music in so long? Well, we'll find out one day. This album's coming out in September. Rashan Roland Kirk can play three saxophones at once. He's a wizard, and wouldn't be surprised if he's been reincarnated. So this is the first single by El Michelle's Affair featuring Claro, a vocalist who he's also collaborated with in the past. This is Anticipate by El Michelle's Affair from the upcoming album 24 Hour Sports. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM Radio.